A new stop work order from a federal court on President Trump's passion project, the White House ballroom. That order halts construction unless Congress approves the plans. The administration quickly appealed. The president clearly frustrated.
Basically, he's saying I need congressional approval. And he's so wrong.
Judge Richard Leon had granted the request of a preservation group with a pointed message for the builder-in-chief. The president of the United States is the steward of the White House for future generations of first families. He is not, however, the owner. The ballroom is never far from the president's mind, publicly balancing his wartime duties and construction management.
I'm so busy that I don't have time to do this. But I'm fighting wars and other things. But this is very important.
His vision, gigantic, with seating capacity for up to 1,000 guests. The cost swelling to $400 million. Privately funded, he says. Buried below...
The military is building a big complex under the ballroom.
This new legal fight spurred by that October surprise. The destruction of the East Wing and its century of history. Wreckage without the typical oversight. The federal judge writes the president went too far. No statute comes close to giving the president the authority he claims to have.
And Kelly O'Donnell also live at the White House tonight for us. Kelly, construction continued today, though?
The judge does allow that they can finish up projects so that they don't leave the site unsafe. Well, the president said the entire project is about safety, and he suggested they can keep going.